Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I want to pass along a headline up at ESPN.com, and I want to just sort of get your very raw reaction.
Lay it on us.
It's by Kevin Pelton. All right, so you fancy him as a smart guy, right?
Yeah.
ESPN. Why PJ Tucker might be the most important free agent of the summer. Now,
is he done? Is he to the 76ers? Is that done?
Yeah, I did not write this.
Wow.
But I certainly, without reading a single word of it, co-sign it. Mm-hmm. I endorse it. Completely agree. I wish this could have worked in Memphis, man.
I saw where Milwaukee, after the time, they wanted him back.
Yeah.
He went to Miami since Milwaukee, and Miami also wanted him back. Coveted. Very coveted, John.
Yeah, well, NBA free agency does not technically open until tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not done, but it is done. You know, and the reason why is Kevin Pelton says teams downsize in the playoffs. They go small and have PJ at that four.
Yes, yeah.
You know, would allow the Grizzlies to play Jaren at the Fizzive during the crunch time. Look, 3 years, 30 minutes is a lot, bro. For a 37-year-old.
Got to pay Tyus, John.
Yeah. I mean, so I understand that the money did not necessarily work. But I'd love PJ Tucker. And I really do. Like, where that dude goes, they win. He's like the Jonathan Lawson of the NBA. Like, that dude going to win a championship where he's at. I mean, it's just true. He won a championship in Milwaukee, did he not?
Yes.
He
did not win one last year with Miami.
But he got to the – how many times did I go over this? He was a – strip three-pointer away, and then a friggin' inch away from going to the finals in Game 7 and of the Eastern Conference Finals. So the dude is, you know, he's just a bona fide. Maybe all aspire to be PJ Tucker in all of our walks of life. Everywhere we go, everything he touches, gold.
What do you think of what Philly's done? Adding D'Anthony, gonna presumably have PJ Tucker.
I'm just out on James.
You haven't seen the pictures of him working out? He's put out the stuff.
I don't care about that, bro.
It doesn't mean
anything to me.
Look.
Off-season pictures, shove it up your ass.
James Harden doesn't usually care about that kind of stuff, does he?
And he's not going to care when the season starts.
He'd be in the shake, John. Wouldn't care about what your perception is of his body and where he is. He's putting out videos of him. He's not just out there, John, saying I'm working out. You could see him running up and down the stadium, man. Dude looks thinner. And why wouldn't he come back with a little bit motivated and with your body in better shape? Folks calling you, you're not even a professional anymore let yourself go last season. I expect him to come back highly motivated and in shape.
That's fine.
Philly's going to be better than they were last season.
That dude does not want it. He does not care.
It looks to me like he's starting to care.
Look,
again, I don't usually buy into that stuff, but this was clear. He's hurt. He hears it all. It's all out there. You're a joke. You're out of shape.
And he's running out of time. He's running out of time and chances.
Yeah, and you're playing with a guy in Embiid who you could win one with if you want to get serious about it.
It's Maxey, PJ Tucker, Joel Embiid, De'Anthony Melton.
Off the bench.
It's pretty good,
man. It's a better team than last year. I guarantee you that.
It's pretty good. Tobias Harris. They're going to make noise.
Trying to get you to open your eyes and recognize.
They could be the one seed in the East.
Could be.
Yep. I mean, maybe them in Boston, right?
Yeah, Boston's got to get a point guard.
Yeah.
They're a walking turnover. Hey. They may decide to go another route.
I mean, maybe it's Brooklyn. But
they don't have much in the rooms of
East is kind of shaping up to be pretty fascinating now. Because, I mean, if you're a big believer in the Nets, you know, it's a good buy-low spot. If you think Kyrie can play at home.
Sixers,
yep, Milwaukee,
Heat,
yep.
Boston. It's the same usual suspect.
I feel like Heat's going to take a step back.
Do you?
Yep. Yeah, because Kyle Lowry kind of stinks now. He's falling off and – Jimmy.
Yeah, and I don't see Kyle out here doing videos of me getting back in shape like I do with James Harden.
Like, Jimmy's, like, at the end of his rope, you know? And then, like, beyond that, there's not a lot. You lose, like, PJ Tucker did a lot for them, bro. Like, I watched them. You know that. I watched them all season long. And like they can't replace him. He's the spirit of the team, bro. It's like they lost Tony Allen. When the Grizzlies lost Tony Allen, like it hurt them, you know? I mean, even if he wasn't the most productive player on the court, it showed up.
I wonder about with the Heat, Bam reaching sort of what he is. It looks like there might be limitations that he's sort of reached his ceiling again of what he is. If he's not still developing, to your point about Miami and maybe taking a step back, especially after losing PJ, you could see it. Kyle Lowry, where he is in his career, I could see it happening. That said, I'm not going to count on a team's got Jimmy Butler on it for whatever. He's figured it out how to put a team on his back and carry them now and be a good teammate. So we'll see where Miami ends up. You see what the Big 12 is doing?
What's that?
They're hiring a former Rock Nation executive, Brett Yormark, a longtime Northeastern sports executive who was previously serving as COO of Jay-Z's Rock Nation, to be the fifth commissioner in league history.
Interesting.
You're going to be going to this man and asking.
You're going to be begging him.
Do you have entrance for Memphis?
It's not going to be. You're going to be begging him. So, you'll do anything.
So get to know Brett Yormark, your new Big 12 commish, formerly of Jay-Z's Rock Nation. He was the COO of Rock Nation.
Okay, well, I mean, there's got to be a Memphis connection somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is NLE Choppa with Rock Nation? Something, please. There's got to be somebody that's on that damn label. Is Gotti Rock Nation? I feel like somebody is. Isn't he? Gotti's Rock Nation, bro.
Okay, I wasn't for sure.
Thank God. So we're in. Memphis is in because Gotti's in Rock Nation connection. Like, that you can't. Brett Yormark is not going to be able to look at Memphis and say, I can't have these guys in my conference. No, he's gonna get that done. For sure. Now, this was pre-Rock Nation days, but that's fine.
Just because he worked at Rock Nation doesn't mean that Brett is in tight with Yo Gotti.
Oh, God, he's gone. He's not at Rock Nation anymore.
So I was going to say, I hope your information on. I thought he was his own thing.
Well, he was with Rock Nation, and as of last year, he's with Interscope.
Okay.
According to Vibe.com. So he was with Rock, but then he left. The CMG is what you're thinking of, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think he was under the Rock Nation umbrella there.
Okay, yeah. But no longer.
But, like, if you go to RockNation.com, like, Yo Gotti still has a page on Rock Nation. So, the record label deal is very complicated.
Well, because you can have deals under one umbrella and then a whole new, then you got
yeah, your, maybe Interscope's
you got your
releasing
own label,
like, yeah.
And it's hard to keep up with.
There's distribution. Maybe one label handles distribution,
Do we have a chance or not with Brett with the Yo Gotti connection?
If Yo Gotti is still with Rock Nation, then absolutely, yes. No, he's still. Okay, so allhiphop.com. Gotti is currently signed to Rock Nation management agency. Now, that might be separate of Interscope, right? Gotti's a smart businessman. He could have his hands in a bunch of different, you know, labels and things like that. But if he indeed is still there, I have to assume that this is a positive for the University of Memphis. Yo Gotti, Rock Nation, Brett Yormark, Big 12.
Brett, please save us. If nothing else, save us from this dark future that Memphis would have if it has to remain a member of the American Athletic Conference, a.k.a. CUSA 2.0.
So, like, when you make your presentations to the Big 12, your power slides, if you will, and you use a background track, you have to use all the material from the Rock Nation labels, I would 100%. Think, right? Like, that's part of the presentation,
mm-hmm.
to specialize it towards Brett Yormark.
Yormark.
Yeah, and their markets, though, aren't in hip-hop markets, per se. Memphis would be one of the few, because a lot of these places are, like, in Cornville, you know? Like, they're not in these urban centers. Now, that'll change, obviously. They're going to pick up Cincinnati. They're trying, maybe that's their new strategy, you're getting in Orlando. But I do think it's probably the only place you can go, because a lot of these are just typical college towns, and now they're looking for markets, you know?
Well, that's the main, look, if they do this again.
We're here, baby.
Come and get it.
I don't see a scenario where Memphis gets picked over. Like, I how is that not?
We need to get
happening?
That stadium going, though, don't we?
Well, like, they're on it, man. They put the renderings out. All right, that should hold people over for about 2.5 years.
We can't just hold it over. You got to get money out of them.
Yep. Yeah, you got to get cash rolling in the thing.
Now, when you walk into the Liberty Bowl, you should be handed like renderings. Like, it's like, here you go. Here's what we want to do. You know, everybody hands them out like you're going to church. You know, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, your guy Silverfield has got to keep this thing at a, now, again, it can't just be an okay level.
You
got to
win.
You need to win and win big.
It's true.
Frankly, it would be nice to be the new, to try to get where Cincinnati is. Again, right. Trying to get back to that.
Although that didn't matter this time. I mean, they won big under Norvell, and they won a championship in the AAC and went to the Cotton Bowl, and it didn't matter. You know, we had game day. Crazy. It didn't matter. They want to keep you out. They'll find a way to keep you out, you know, unfortunately. But, look, I would rather win.
Yeah, I was going to say, you came down a little bit since then.
That's what I'm saying, the Norvell piece, though. I'm not talking about the Silverfield era. Like that has been, you know, that has come down from the white hot, you know, Mike Norvell years.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not like they've been embarrassing or anything like that. I mean, they won 8 games in the COVID year. They, you know, they won a bowl game, you know, that season. So it hasn't.
Right, but if you didn't have market and you didn't have the facilities at the time, then you really needed to have a, to your point, white hot football program.
No, I mean, I'd rather have it than not, for sure, because I do think, like, it is very much, you know, fickle, out of sight, out of mind. If Memphis is just going 6-6, 7-5 every year,
it's Luke fickle.
Yeah, they're not going to be on the, you know.
Especially if this prolonged and it's after Cincinnati and Houston gone, you're still putting up those kind of records, John. No, you need to you would need to be dominating at that point. I would think that AAC, with what's coming in, you would need to take it over at that point.
You got to be handling North Texas and all these crappy teams.
I mean, I think so, with what's coming in and where you're positioned right now. So hopefully Memphis is putting itself in that position.
Yeah, that's all you can hope for. And I don't know when the next one comes around, but it does feel like that man, with presidents, of course, too. Like, it's not just him, but he'll be instrumental in it, you know. Whenever that
Oklahoma and Texas, when they leave,
it's happening on his watch. Period. Point blank.
Yeah,
he's going to be the guy that's welcoming Memphis or not. You know what I mean? Brett Yormark from Roc Nation with Yo Gotti and Jay-Z.
Good luck.
All right, we'll come back. Joe Theismann is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the NFL, about the various quarterbacks. Right, a lot of interesting controversy around quarterbacks in the NFL this time of year, so we'll get into that and more with him when we come back. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
He is the reigning ACC Coach of the Year and the man who recruited Jake LaRavia, Steve Forbes.
I think there's a lot of things that he can do, and he's just tough, and he's a winner, and he's a gym rat. You know, he's a good, great culture guy.
The Gary Parish Show, weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Mid-South, looking for the perfect ride that's perfect for you? We got it at Gossett Kia on the Pike, and if you don't see exactly what you want, no problem, we can order it for you. Right now at Gossett Kia, get a 2022 Kia Forte LXS, $210 a month. 2022 Kia Soul LX, $219 a month. Both 36-month leases and $27.99 due at signing. And road trip ready SUV 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315 a month, 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing. And all Gossett Kias come equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, $650 acquisition fee, $30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Forte, $89.89, $848, MSRP $20,770. Sold in 78, 68, 67, MSRP $20,880. Sorento, NG128223, MSRP $31,980. Must finance through Kia plus tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 7/5/22. Dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
The Live Love Memphis Group at the Real Estate Agency is here for you. The market's always changing, right? The market never stays in one place. It's constantly evolving, constantly changing. And so you need a team that's nimble. You need a team that can roll with the punches, so to speak, so that they're raising rates. They're still going to be able to find you the best deal for your home. And if you're on the buying side, find you the home of your dreams. Just tell them what you're looking for. They will go out there and find it. That is what they do. They have a long track record of success, and they are here to work for you. Want to get in touch? Email them, sold@liveLoveMemphis.com.
Yeah, the bottom line is they've been successful for their clients, including me, in every type of market. It was certainly a much different type of market 3.5 years ago when they sold my house and got myself and my wife into our dream home. Different market now. Chances are you can still make thousands more than you think you can, but you got to call them up at 625-5200, or again, you can email them, as John put it, at sold@livelovememphis.com. They're simply the best, and they're licensed in Tennessee and Mississippi, so DeSoto County, they've got you too. It's the Live Love Memphis and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joe Theismann is a Super Bowl champ, former MVP of the league. He's a Memphian, and he joins us now. Joe, what's going on, my friend? Appreciate the time.
Hi, guys. Good to catch up with you.
Always
appreciate
is.
You.
So if you were, and I always love asking these kinds of questions because you keep it brutally honest. If you were advising Baker Mayfield right now, what would you tell him?
Well, I mean, he's still a member of the Cleveland Browns, correct?
Yep.
I would just say go to practice, work hard, you've got your money guaranteed, and be prepared to play some football this year.
You know, he clearly,
that's the way I look at it.
He does it, you know, at least he publicly, right? He seems to bristle at the idea of ever wearing a Cleveland Browns uniform again. But wouldn't he stand to gain quite a bit? I mean, I know it's not ideal. It's not what he wanted, but you know, it's not just this year he's thinking about. It's the rest of his career. Is this not a great proving ground for him?
I think it is. I think it's a great opportunity. I mean, obviously he'll share time in training camp. It depends on what happens with Deshaun. I don't know if a decision's been made. I believe that they were supposed to meet yesterday with the league. I'm not sure exactly what's transpired or if anything's been announced. But from Baker's standpoint, I just think, you know, you just keep on trying to become a better quarterback, become a better player. And those are the things that you can control. Everything else is out of his control.
Joe, is it a matter of what's been put for a while there was, well, you got to get the right things around Baker. In terms of the things he can control, Joe, where does he need to make the biggest improvements watching him as a former quarterback?
Well, I think that, you know, it's so hard. It's difficult to assess someone else because the circumstances and situation sure. that they're in, you're not familiar with. I think from his perspective, it's always about the people around you at the quarterback position. I mean, you're an integral part of it, but it also, you know, I've said this many, many times, and you've heard me say it, it's the single most dependent position on the field. You know, how healthy were you a year ago? You know, how healthy was the offensive line? How healthy were your running backs? Your wide receiver, your defense, you know, all those things play into how well you get a chance to play. And so from Baker's standpoint, I just think you have to keep working on your trade every day. And it's hard to eliminate the noise that's around the position and everything that's, you know, being conjectured, especially in this day and age. But you really have to try and just focus on being a better football player, because if a deal is made and he goes someplace else, I'm sure he's going to have a chance to compete as a starter. I mean, you're not going to bring him in at this price, or maybe the Cleveland Browns just write the money off and say, okay, we'll keep him for this year. But where else are they going to go if Deshaun gets a suspension? What's the option?
When Deshaun is able to play again, and we don't know when that will be. We know we saw the reports about how long the NFL is seeking in terms of a suspension. When that is complete, whether that's a year, whether that's 6-8 games, who knows? What does that make the Cleveland Browns with Deshaun Watson at quarterback? Are they a contender in a loaded AFC? It's been a while since we've seen Deshaun Watson, but the last time we did see him, he was putting up pretty damn good numbers there in Houston. What does Deshaun Watson make the Browns when he is able to play?
I think he makes them a definite contender for the division. Defensively, Cleveland, I think, is really good. They have two terrific running backs. I mean, you could almost wind up with a quote-unquote similar situation like you have in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson. The ability to be able to create problems with your legs, the ability to be able to throw the football. These are things that he brings to the table. And I almost think that the Cleveland Browns signed him. They had to anticipate something was going to happen this year. So they're looking down the road, I think, with what they can do with the people that they have on that football team. But it is a very, very strong ball club in a lot of different areas.
Everybody's making a big deal, and maybe it is one, Joe. You can tell me. I mean, you've pointed out it's often about the guys around you, but Tyreek Hill and KC, in terms of the void there, what they'll be missing. How many beats do they miss without him, Joe? Do you think it's business as usual without him?
I think Andy Reid's one of the greatest play callers and guys who can imagine what the offense will look like, and Patrick is magical as well. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when you miss speed outside. I mean, it affects run support. It affects a lot of different things. But I believe that we saw when Matthew Stafford, when Calvin retired up in Detroit, Matthew Stafford had to become a different type of a quarterback. He had to spread the ball around a little bit more, and he did. I think you'll see that in Patrick Mahomes. I think Andy's offense will change a little bit. I think Patrick will change a little and grow into getting the ball to other people besides just count on that home run out of Tariq. So, yeah, I we're always adapting in this business. Mm-hmm. Every offense is adapting. Every defense is adapting. And I think Andy Reid's one of the best adapters that I could think of in this game.
I'm with you completely. Would you still put them, Joe, as the team to beat then in that, my gosh, that souped-up AFC West where you got Justin Herbert on the rise? They've added to their defense. Denver's now got Russell Wilson. Carr's added Devontae Adams. How do you see that AFC West shaking out, and is KC still there at the top?
I think it's a question of who beats who up as they play one another going forward. I mean, got to remember, those teams are going to play six opponents in their division, every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to say when I'm not bashful about trying to pick one, but I just couldn't in this division. I think Derek Carr playing well now with the addition of Devontae there makes an unbelievable difference. Justin Herbert continues to get better and better. They've added people on the defensive side of the ball. Denver with Russell, I think Denver felt like they were close last year, and then he can bring a different style of game. I think it'll be a different offense than he's used to playing in. And, of course, Patrick, again, like I said, there's a lot of changes that are taking place, even within the organizations that you think there might be stability in, Kansas City being one of them. So I right now I couldn't tell you who's going to win that division.
Yeah, that's
going to be that competitive.
It is the division to watch. There is no question about that. The Super Bowl favorites, the odds-on favorites right now, Joe, are the Buffalo Bills. Is that right?
I think that's a legitimate choice right now. I think the Buffalo Bills are a team that they got better in the offseason. Josh Allen is just becoming better and better and better as he goes forward. Defensively, they were close. And you look back at last year's game against Kansas City, 13 seconds to go. You don't run any time off the clock. You give Patrick a chance to be able to have a couple of plays. Or Buffalo's on their way to a championship. So I think everybody looked at what they were able to do last year and said, listen, they're going to be Buffalo late in the year. That home field is an advantage. Right now, if you look at the AFC, I think you have to say that Buffalo is the team that people feel like has a chance to get there.
What becomes of Cincinnati, Joe? Are they right there in the mix next year with Burrow back and what they've tried to do, obviously, with the offensive line? Or is that going to be a deal where, man, for 1 year, they really got hot there and went all the way to the Super Bowl? What do you think happens with them and Burrow?
If you really analyze games, look at the playoff games last year. Every one of them was terrific. It wasn't like somebody dominated. Everyone was down to the wire. So you have a lot of different teams in the mix, Cincinnati being one of them. Joe Burrow really comes back now in his second full year of being healthy. That wide receiving core is second to none in the National Football League. And defensively, they continue to, I thought they were pretty strong going through, obviously. You know, the Super Bowl went down to the wire. So, I mean, every game a year ago was just an incredible football game. And like I said, it's not like somebody dominated anybody. And I think you have to assume that those same things are going to occur this year. You know, there's one other thing, too, that's coming up next week, and that's the American Century Golf Tournament, which I get a chance to play in. I played in it with 31 years, and American Century is just incredible, what they've been able to do as far as helping people go. Is they've raised over $6 million for charities and also for the Stauer Institute in Kansas City, which does research on diseases. They give away, American Century does, they give away 40%, over 40% of their net profits to the Stauer Institute and charities to be able to work on research. I mean, it's just a phenomenal company. They've been tremendous out in that area. They've raised a lot of money for the Lake Tahoe area and been privileged to be able to play in that game for a long, long time.
Great stuff. We're talking to Joe Theismann here, Super Bowl champ, former NFL MVP. I know I don't know where you were on it, if you expected it, but certainly still a sigh of relief when you see Scary Terry get the deal done with the Commanders there, get that extension. That's a lot of money, but, I mean, he's that kind of receiver, isn't he, Joe?
He is, and the other thing is, too, is you just, you know, basically you look at receivers or quarterbacks or anybody else, and the agents are saying, well, what's this person being compensated? What's that person being compensated for? So what you're basically looking for is equal compensation to value to the franchise. Terry's had multiple quarterbacks throwing the ball to him. Multiples. And yet he still is the outstanding, most outstanding player on that football team. So, yeah, I'm delighted that he got the compensation he did. I'm delighted the Commanders paid him the money they did. I think it's, you know, I think it's an indication that, hey, this organization is going to take care of you if you continue to play well and play hard.
It feels like the quarterback position has just been, it's been confounding there in Washington. It's hard to identify that position anyway. I mean, that is the truth of it. It's the hardest position to find in football. Carson Wentz is going to get a crack at it. How do you see that going? What's he need to do to be successful in Washington?
I think Carson, one of the things that you noticed was he made some decisions with the ball in his hands, trying to make plays. He tried to do too much, and it's so hard to and I had to go through this. You have to grow through trying to do more than you really need to. That's why there's a defense. That's why there's kickers. That's why you have receivers. That's why you have running backs. That's why you have linemen. You know, you really have a specific job, and you have to do it to the best of your ability. When you try and do too much more, and I think Carson got into trying to make some plays that, you know, maybe he, obviously in hindsight, shouldn't have made. You know, that's the big thing I think he just really needs to focus on. Throws the ball well. I've watched him in mini camps. I've watched him throw the ball around. Got a terrific arm. Moves well. Comprehends the offense, it looks like, very well. Now he's going to have a chance to go through training camp with it. And now it's just a question of not making that critical mistake late in a game. I mean, really, the last two games of the season are the reason why he's not in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm.
Do you think, Joe, that this is the year that Tua proves it? They've certainly put the things around him this year to find out whether Tua can be the guy in Miami. And we know, too, they've got draft picks. So if they decide he's not, they can make a move. What do you, does Tua come through this year, Joe, with the new weapons?
I think he has a great opportunity to be able to lead this offense with all the people around him. Yeah, Philadelphia and Miami are the two teams that I saw basically put together really teams around the quarterback position.
Yes.
You know, that position, I mean, those two in particular, can Jalen Hurts be the guy? Or they're going to go looking because I think they have draft picks too. Mm-hmm. Miami's the same situation. It's basically what they said is, all right, guys, here it is on a platter.
That's
for
right.
You. We've got everybody around you. Now it's up to you to be able to see what you can do and get us where we want to get to.
Joe, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate the time.
Good
Thank
luck
you,
in
Joe.
The tournament, Joe. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Good catching up. Take care. Bye-bye.
He is Joe Theismann, Super Bowl champ and NFL MVP. Yeah, he seemed to, he's, you know, yes, Tua, massive year for him. And he has no more excuses, clearly. Like
he's,
you got Tyreek Hill.
He's right to put them and Philly in the same boat in terms of they're going to find out on
right.
Both of those quarterbacks. I mean, Jalen's.
You're right.
You now got A.J. Brown.
Well, exactly.
You know,
it's the exact same thing. It's get it done or bust. They're going to make a move.
No, you're precisely right. Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill in Miami and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith in Philly.
You got it.
I mean, if you can't succeed with that set of receivers for both those guys, you're not cut out for it, period. I mean,
Tua's the one. Tua is supposed to be a great quarterback, remember?
Right. Well, he was the first round draft pick, you know. I mean,
Jalen's still the guy that had to prove he can be, you know, not just an athlete playing quarterback, but Tua was always highly regarded down at Alabama, everything else. And so for him, especially now, you got some Alabama dudes in there. I mean, it's got to be this year or bust, because I believe Miami's got multiple first rounders this next draft. So they can absolutely make a move on a draft that's much better at quarterback than this past year was. So,
well, yeah.
Pressure's on Tua.
But like I would say,
but it's always been dink and dunk.
Can you
get that ball down the field is going to be the question for Tua.
No doubt.
Because it's dink and dunk all day for him.
I would say for Jalen Hurts, though, they can pull the ripcord on him a lot easier because he was just a third-round draft pick, right? They have no real investment in him. I mean, this is it for him.
It was more of a chance.
Right, this is it.
We'll take a flyer.
This is it. If he doesn't, because like, here's the thing. He put up, like, he was a great numbers quarterback. Like, his numbers were pretty good, but none of it came, or not none of it, but 80% of it, it felt like, came when the game was out of hand.
Yeah, but remember, too, they got away from that run game, and a quarterback like that, you don't need to have it all on Jalen Hurts. You know what I'm saying? You need to you need to compliment him with a running game that's really run first. I'd put him in the category of a Tannehill. You don't need Tannehill out there throwing for 300, 400 yards. No, you let the running game set it up. For Jalen, it needed to be that. And they got away from that last year, tried to get back to it late and couldn't. That will help you along with obviously a much improved receiving core. My goodness, you put A.J. Brown that thing. He's got all the weapons. That's the point. It's make or break for both of those quarterbacks this year, feels like to me.
Yep.
Both of those former Alabama quarterbacks.
And they may find themselves making a switch in Miami and Philly. You can make a switch right here in Memphis. Down at home, Scott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington. They got cars on the lot, right? They got the Grand Cherokees. They got the Wranglers. They got the Grand Wagoneers on the lot. You want to go make a deal? Go do it at home, Scott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Go see our man Shaq.
Hey, you're going to be smiling when you're driving away like I was. Our man Shaq had hooked me up. He'll hook you up as well. Their sales guy. Mine was Brian Hughes. All of them know every button, every inch of those cars on the lot. And it's a lot that's full. You know, you drive around Memphis, and you'll see a lot of lots a little bit skimpy these days. They've got plenty of options for you, as John mentioned, the Rams, the Chargers, new Challengers. It's the perfect time for anybody that wants to get out there, buy a new car. You'll leave smiling like I did at 7661 U.S. Highway 51 North out in Millington. They're going to take great care of you. It's the best car buying experience I've had in my life. You should go see for yourself how they're just a bunch of normal dudes in the car business changing lives four tires at a time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You were telling me, because, you know, occasionally you'll have a weak moment and you'll peek at that NFL coverage on ESPN. And what did you find today in your moment of weakness?
I can't remember.
You found that the Chicago Bears are projected to have the number two draft.
Yeah, oh, that wasn't on Get Up. That was this morning. That's over at ESPN.com. Yes, you're right. And I saw that a few minutes ago. That's why I'm not.
See, how fast he puts
it
out of
this morning. Yes, they have that the Chicago Bears will be the number
second?
Two pick in the upcoming
draft. That means, in other
upcoming
words,
draft.
Terrible.
Going to be
terrible.
Terrible.
Don't y'all have some indication of that based on the amount of I've talked about?
I heard Darnell Mooney. Darnell Mooney said
ready to be a number one.
Yeah.
Jason, they
want to
be
sign.
Bad. They want to be bad, right?
It's a good point. It looks like we're trying to tank,
Michael
right?
Jackson, yeah. Want to be bad, huh? Okay.
They're like, Bears got to do something, put something around Justin Fields. Well, they put nothing around him. Let Allen Robinson walk and go to the Rams. Like, you're right, Brad. This could be a tank job right here.
Feels like trying it.
To tank. Yeah. With
so
the,
you're insulating yourself, right? You're already putting it in motion.
But here's the deal. You tank a lot of times to get a quarterback.
Right. You don't tank to get an offensive lineman.
What are we tanking for? The defensive end from Alabama, awesome, but still, tank for defensive end? No, you tank for a quarterback. We're supposed to have the young guy.
Pass rusher, maybe.
It's not an active tank.
Well, that one out of Alabama, everybody loves Will Anderson
Jr. He's a stud.
Yeah, that's who they've got going one to the Jets right now.
You guys aren't trying to tank. You're just going to. Like, it's not like it's a decision.
An inactive tank job. Not on purpose.
Yeah, it's not act like it's a rebuild with a new GM and a new coach.
No, it is.
It's a complete rebuild.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
It should be that, basically.
No, it's not going to be like, all right, guys, let's lose.
Yeah, let it rip.
No, you're just going to lose.
No,
right?
Here's the thing on Will Anderson, the defensive end out of Alabama, the unquestioned top player on my big board for next season at 6'4". 243 pounds, shades of Von Miller to his game. Yeah, some of these change. We've seen him over the years. Like, I want to say the Thibodeau kid out of Oregon at this time last year was mocked at one. He ends up not going one. So you never know. A lot of times quarterbacks will come up these. Mm-hmm. But, dude, people have been talking about Will Anderson for a while, and I could see him staying here at number one.
You were picking on Jason, John, but on the flip side of the equation for the Las Vegas Raiders, which is your favorite team, like, the pressure is on, bro.
It is on. But we have the horses finally to actually do something about it.
Some folks.
We got Davante Adams, man. Like, what are we talking about?
You paid Renfro?
Well, he deserved it. Yeah. I mean, he's a stud, you know? Chandler Jones, stud. Max Crosby, stud. Like, we actually have some you know,
same freaking quarterback,
with.
Though.
Yeah, he quarterback was not the problem last year. Problem last year was coach. Problem last year was... all the off-the-field stuff. And we still made the playoffs.
And you changed coaches.
Our starting wide receiver killed somebody, and we still found a way to make the playoffs. Okay? Like, we overcame a lot as a franchise.
Why didn't you keep that coach? Why'd they go out and get that dude from the guy from
New England? Oh, you're talking about Versace. I thought you were talking about Gruden. I was like, because Gruden was a racist homophobe.
No, but they had the guy. I was surprised they didn't retain him.
Well, you know, they got
Versace or whatever his name is.
Yeah, they got intoxicated by that, that Patriot way.
Yeah.
And then they brought everybody from the Patriots over. That's what they did. They brought the GM over from the assistant GM there too, Dave Ziegler. So they're just trying to be the Patriots of Sin City. That's all right. Hey, it works pretty damn well for the Patriots.
McDaniels didn't look great when he was a coach in Denver. Like, what? I have not figured out if
you know what though. That was 10, 12 years ago. You know, if we were who we were 10 to 12 years ago, and we were judged on that. You know, it would not. Would it be fair? It would not be fair.
Maybe he's learned his lessons, is what you're saying, the second goal.
Wouldn't be fair to any of us.
You're right, John.
You know, people deserve second chances. I'm open to it. I don't have a great opinion on him, but I'm open to giving him a second chance. So, you know, and at least there are no emails so far.
Right. So it's early.
You know, like, I'm excited about that. And the truth is, Like, John Gruden was a jackass. Like, even without all that, like, right. He was a jackass. He was like he's a clown show. And I can say that now. I didn't want to admit it at the time. I wanted to admit that it was fun and entertaining, but it was stupid. It was like it was a circus, you know? And it was no wonder nobody took it seriously because he was the ringleader.
Yeah. Way to finally come around.
Well, I mean, it's.
But guess what? The dude's still the owner of your team. The ringleader is the owner of your team. The fooly fool is the owner.
Well, we'll
see.
So it
doesn't matter. Nothing underneath him matters.
Dumb and dumber.
He's not as bad as Dan Snyder.
Oh.
Not as bad a person.
Yeah.
But he's not nearly as smart either.
That's the floor, though.
Dude, like Dan Snyder knows how to play the game and play keep away and, hey, I'm not coming to your.
Your owner has dementia. So we all got skeletons, bro. I mean, it's not like we all have our own things here.
Are you being ageist against
multitasking?
I'm talking about a grown man and the son of somebody who had basically inherited the thing, the son of a great man.
Right.
You're talking about an old woman.
Yes, but I'm just saying.
The Bears owner is 100, John. You're making an ageist joke.
We don't talk about
NFL 100.
About in America, we don't talk about old women. We don't disparage old women.
No.
Well, look, I mean, she's out here making decisions for y'all, man. There's no wonder y'all in the toilet. Right? Because she thinks it's 85.
You're starting to believe that you know, if it's old woman, if it's Lizzo, you got a thing against women.
I do not have, no way. I can't. I have a house
Answer
full
for
of women.
It. Okay, you
all
do
right?
Not. Okay.
I have a house full of women. But when there's a 212-year-old woman making quarterback choices and personnel decisions for a franchise in the NFL.
We advise her.
Yeah.
We say, this is what you should do, Virginia.
Look,
now sign it.
She just needs to eat the applesauce.
You know what is
and
wild.
Take her nap, man.
The Bears owner, Virginia Kat McCaskey, she's literally 99 years old.
Said, eat your applesauce and take a nap, honey.
Yes.
That is ageist.
That's fair.
She can eat solid foods,
that's
John.
That's fair, you know. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Joe Theismann for joining us on the show. Thanks to Mark Giannata for hopping on as well. They're up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.